Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Why do you think I got through the automatic EU passport gates and you didn't? Do you think it's because I'm on the continent to Andy Brassel and you're the Football Rambles Luke Moore?
I think there's an awesomeness threshold which I wasn't able to cross that you were able to do automatically, mate. They saw me coming a mile off.
They felt the Eurovision in my bones.
Also, they realised how mean I am and I refused to swap seats with someone on the plane earlier for what was a 55-minute flight. So it's probably something to do with that.
If that couple break up, it's your fault.
Partly. Are you talking about us now?
This feels all very new and out of town, the Merkurspiel Arena, even though it's, what, I think 3-4 kilometres from the airport. But we've arrived here quite early, it's quite quiet, and you get a good chance to have a little look around it, don't you? There's some guys in the corner who are blowing up what appears to be a Fortuna Düsseldorf sort of blimp. It might take off. Is he going to hold it?
It's in the shape of a Fortuna Düsseldorf shirt.
Yes.
And it's like vaguely reminiscent of one of those things you see outside car showrooms.
Petrol stations.
Yeah. Bigger and a bit more impressive. Although the two guys who are trying to put it up aren't as impressive. But this is a cool place.
Shambling amateurs, would you say?
What, the team or the guys doing it?
The two guys here.
they've got to try and tie it down. But this will be a good game tonight because obviously both teams aren't out of the woods by any stretch. Hertha have got a big project they're trying to get off the ground. But they both need to win tonight, really, don't they?
Which is ironic because those two guys are trying to stop that getting off the ground.
Exactly, flying away, exactly.
Are you going to miss Clinzy?
It's a shame.
Because when we knew we were coming, we were a bit Clinzy.
Well, it's very hard to keep up with Clinzy's activities, isn't it? Yeah, you turn your back for a minute and he's off doing something else.
Just follow him on Facebook.
Yeah, we might see him tonight because he might rock up in some capacity at Fortuna.
So we've just finished the sort of pre-match. We've just had a lovely tour around the stadium. We've got to meet sporting director Lutz Pfannenstiel, who's got a story or two that not all of which can be committed to tape. And we've just had a hearty keep the cold out sort of meal of a kind of minestrone plus sausage, and yet you've told me you're off to the concession stand as well.
I've had two wurst and a load of pea soup. I think it's pea soup. I think it's split pea soup.
Do you?
Definition, split pea soup.
Is that right?
You're way off the mark with your minestrone.
Were you a Bundesliga caterer in a previous life?
And I'm still probably going to go to a concession stand in a minute and hopefully get some kind of fries, perhaps curry versed as well. Because when in Rome,
shall I tell you what's really important? Shall I tell you what's really important? Take your plate back at the end.
I did.
And you'll get no. When you're up top, take your plate back and you'll get like 50 cents or a euro back.
Great hack. Come for the football chat, stay for the hacks.
And at the match first, because we're slightly late coming out. We've just walked into Hertha coming out of their dressing room.
So we've got to wait for them to take the field before we go up and get our seats. They look confident.
Then Fortuna cleared it and broke really, really quickly. A ball out to the wide left. Cut inside, found the defender, cut inside, bends it into the far corner. A beautiful goal.
If you've seen Eric Tommy before, it's no surprise.
Right, okay. I haven't seen him before. I wonder why I was the only one celebrating. Everyone else in the stadium was like, yeah, I knew he was going to do that.
Yeah. See?
Yeah. Torsten, great start, 2-0.
Yeah, amazing. It's perfect. What, a start.
I know.
Here we go again.
Get out the referee, get out the way. From Hertha's point of view, if you are going to part ways with the legend that is Clinton, expect this to happen to you.
Yeah, something like that.
Clinton's lying on the beach somewhere, rubbing his hands together, watching this score.
I have to say, if Jurgen Klinsmann is on the front of Malibu watching this on an iPad, there's something seriously wrong with him.
But you and I, yet, you and I both know it is entirely likely.
I reckon he's WhatsApping Alex Nouri on the bench at the moment.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, it's interesting because in the press box up here, we're sat in front of all the video analysis guys, and they are absolutely lightning quick on the replays, and they're obviously sending information down to the bench, analysing all the passages of play. It's fascinating to watch, actually.
Wow.
That's game.
Amazing game.
That's some pretty sketchy defending though, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Yeah. To me those two things are interchangeable. Amazing game and sketchy, sketchy defending.
Absolutely.
Oh, I tell you what, it's a great idea. Unlucky.
I mean, essentially, Hertha are more overexposed every time Fortuna get the ball than a man in his pants going for a February stroll in Oslo. Would you not say?
Yes.
Yeah.
It just wasn't the question I was expecting.
No.
No. By the way, do you think I'm the only person in this stadium checking the Portsmouth-Rochdale score?
Well, no, because I want Portsmouth to win because Rochdale are Wimbledon's relegation rivals. So I'll be checking it in a minute.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, Rochdale aren't good. So the first 13 minutes of this game have been astonishing.
They have. I guess one of the most astonishing aspects about it is if you had to guess which one of these two sides had spent more money in the January transfer window than any team in Europe's top five leagues, you would not say Hertha, would you?
No, I mean, they got Piontek started up front, and apart from that just little layoff there, I haven't seen him do anything yet.
On the other hand, when we talk about them spending money on players, one of those players did score the winner for Lyon against Juventus in the Champions League this week.
He's not there yet. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just getting started early.
You're going to go and get first.
Do you want anything?
No, thank you. Okay. I've already.
Do you want anything, Andy?
I'm fine. If there's any chocolate or anything,
sure.
Just. I'm fine. Yeah.
We miss a goal.
We're just not used to seeing Fortuna being winning 3-0 at half time.
So that's a good game,
isn't it? Does this mean we get invited back every week?
Feel free to come. So no worries. I mean,
that's okay. It's empty.
As long as the thing is empty, there's no problem with it. I mean, there's so many different things to do around here,
yeah,
especially
yeah.
when it's about football. So I'm not looking forward to that.
From nowhere. Tommy scores an own goal, cancelling out his great work in the first half to make it 3-1. Now Hertha score again to make it 3-2, 2 minutes later. Amazing.
Cunha's turned all those fancy flicks off the ball into something productive on it. It's a really good goal, actually, wasn't it?
Is that the closest you get to contrition about him?
What do you mean?
He hadn't done anything.
He hadn't done anything.
He's got his name up on that big fancy scoreboard now, mate.
Woo.
Oh,
Piontek.
Oh, it's a pen. He's given it. It's a penalty.
Did you think it was a pen?
I thought straight away it was a pen, but I've only had one look at it and I'm about 300 yards away. But it looked like a penalty to me. He nudged the ball past him.
I wonder, did he get a touch?
It's far, isn't there? So he'll overturn it. There is.
I mean, Zanka's already been over to the referee and done the screen motion with his fingers.
Here we go. Straight run up. Cristiano Ronaldo pose. Straight run up. Slots it, great fucking penalty, right on the side netting.
Yeah. 3-3, that's unbelievable.
Incredible.
Unbelievable.
Here we go. He's gone! 4-3! Unbelievable. Offside.
Yeah. Fortuna thought they had a fourth there, but flag was up.
Explain that 3-0 at half time and then 3-3. I mean, you were saying it's the life of a Fortuna fan, is that right?
And that is right. I was in the stadium when we had a 3-0 lead against VfL Bochum and we lost 3-4.
This is Fortuna Düsseldorf fan Torsten Schaar.
That's an improvement.
Yeah, in a way. But I'm really disappointed. Yeah. After the match, it was so silent in the stadium.
It was really quiet, wasn't it?
I've never mentioned it before. It was like on a cemetery here. Everybody was shocked, yeah, because it was a big chance for us to get back in the race, yeah, and probably we gave it away, and it was really tragic for Eric Tommy. He scored this, yeah, this own goal. It was no need to score this own goal, I would say.
After scoring the goal of the game before.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
In the first half, and
in the last match he did also the fantastic goal, yeah. Nobody will be angry with him, yeah.
It's just one of those things.
Yeah. But I have never realized such a silence after the match. Yeah. This was... It felt not good, yeah, because everybody knew this could be deciding, yeah, and in the season. So yeah, a lot of tragic in this match. Yeah, it's like my whole life as a Fortuna supporter in one match.
Ich habe zu den Spielern gesagt, es ist sehr sehr wichtig, dass dieser Moment nicht der defining moment für unsere Saison ist.
This is Uwe Rösler, head coach of Fortuna Düsseldorf.
So how do you even begin to explain a game like that?
Difficult game, difficult result in the end. First half was pretty good. We started now to score goals, last week two, this week three. Everything went really well. We started exactly how we planned it, very effective. Gave two chances away, like I said, and we gave them. It was two individual errors. We had a little bit luck in this period. Third goal came exactly at the right time. Then 15 minutes, really professional, really good game management in the second half, and then the unlucky situation for the first goal. But afterwards, we showed nerves and panicked a little bit, and that is obviously cost us in the end.
You think it's just a sense of the players knowing what a big game it is against really a direct rival?
I think watching the game now back since I'm here, we struggled actually to get it over 90 minutes, our good play. We actually playing 60 minutes, 70 minutes pretty good, and then we not having the robustness and at times the game management. When you see the second goal, we attacking with six and running the counter in the home stadium, 3-1 lead. When they had before already a counters where we got away with it, so that is then the situations where we have to talk about.
Now, how are you finding it back in Germany? I mean, it's a totally different situation for you. You're with a club that's got a lot of pressure on it to challenge for the title in Sweden, and now you're back in Germany and dealing with a very different situation. So how's that?
I feel I enjoy the football, I enjoy the atmospheres really much. The principles who I used in Scandinavia and in England, working in German football in the Bundesliga as well. So that's very pleasing. Very good group of players, very willing to take new things on board, and playing pretty good stuff for a team who, when I took over, were bottom in the league. We give the Frankfurt game in the last 10 seconds, and today a 3-0 lead. There's 4 points that hurts in our situation. But never mind, we already climbed up two places. And we are in the mini league of three or four, maybe five teams. And we just need to be sure that we are minimum second of that league.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So step off the train, going to Dortmund. This is Signal Iduna Park, the Westfalen Stadion. I've been to many football games, but I've not been to one here. And from the station, you can see the stadium, its big yellow claws sticking up into the grey sky. They're taking on Freiburg at home today, and I'm looking forward to it. And he's absolutely right about the public drinking, you know.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah, like, it's completely different to watching a game.
This is why you have, like,
in the UK, you know.
This is why you have relatively rich homeless people in Germany.
Because they can handle the bottles back.
They can get the bottles, yeah. And
then
they can
cash
them in.
Yeah. So what time does your father get here?
Like, yeah, 3 hours before the match starts.
And how long does it take him to travel here?
1 hour. So it's really, like...
It's a long all-day thing, right?
Normally, if they play at night, like at 8 o'clock, he's home at 1 in the morning or something.
Passion. That's passion for the game.
Yeah.
Does he not miss a game? He goes to every game.
He goes to every game if he doesn't have fever.
Yeah, he's not ill. Okay. Oh, great! I look forward to that.
He can't speak very much English, but
nor can I.
Die besten Fans der Welt, ich begrüße die Fans von Borussia Dortmund.
Shortly after kickoff here at Dortmund, and I would have recorded my thoughts upon seeing the yellow wall for the first time, but it's been rendered almost entirely impossible by the noise emanating from it. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. I have no idea if you're even going to hear this. I can't hear a damn thing. I'm just talking into a microphone, really, and hoping it comes out okay. There are no headphones that exist that are able to block out this noise so I can actually hear myself. So I'm kind of winging it. But it's incredible to witness. It's like 25,000 people all meshed into a single organism, all for one sole purpose. And if I thought earlier this wasn't a place to be on a hangover, then I definitely think that now. It's incredible to witness. In fact, it's quite difficult to remind yourself to continue to watch the game because you keep getting drawn to this huge swathe of people over to the left-hand side. I've never seen anything like it before at a football match. I don't know how you're getting on over in Cologne, Andy, but here it's really difficult to record anything because they just don't shut up. I don't know if I've been seduced into forgetting what football fandom used to be like in the UK, but I mean, it's very, very different here compared to most Premier League games I go to. In fact, compared to any games I go to.
Vorarbeit von unserem Spieler
mit der Nummer 23 Torger Hazard Torschütze, der Spieler mit der 7, Jadon
Sancho. This is some storm now, my God. Everything's blowing all over the place. It's absolutely battering it down with rain. People taking cover all over the place. Stormy. There's just pieces of paper all over the pitch now. Incredible weather. My goodness.
There are men running around this stand trying to get their hats back after a ridiculous gust of wind. Incredible to be here. I say incredible. It's quite bleak, but it's a very, very strange situation now. Half time here at Dortmund Freiburg. It's 1-0 to Dortmund, although they threatened to sort of cruise away from their opposition. They haven't actually been able to do that. Freiburg have looked a little bit dangerous here and there on the break, albeit with not much quality. But this game's not over. It's certainly not the chaos of last night, and it's still all to play for. Yeah, half time is 1-0 to Dortmund.
Quite interesting here in the second half at Dortmund, because stadium announcers just come over the PA and said that the Dortmund fans in the yellow wall behind this left-hand goal need to stop singing offensive songs about Dietmar Hopp, who is the billionaire that owns Hoffenheim. I think what they're singing roughly translates to "Hopp, you son of a bitch." And the stadium announcers essentially saying that if they don't stop, if they don't change the chant, the referee may stop the game. I think this is under an order from the DFB, the German Football Association, to stop this kind of chanting and singing happening. Of course, they're singing it because they think that Hoffenheim have bought their current status and have no history. So, again, another example of kind of decent amount of idealism and very strongly held opinions about how German football should be. Still 1-0 here.
I'm also not from Fans.
Corner to Freiburg. Costa facing a goal. I'll tell you what, there's absolutely no reason for Dortmund to be doing this. They should be out of sight here, really, as they win the ball back. But Freiburg are still in this game. 20 minutes to go. We haven't seen anything from Haaland yet, but there's still time. That's it, full time here at the Westfalenstadion. Finishes 1-0 to Dortmund. They made harder work of it than many anticipated, but they did close out the win. A win is a win is a win. Yeah, that's a victory for them. Freiburg will go home disappointed. A bloody cold afternoon, but an exciting and interesting one as well.
So while Luke's chanting it up in Dortmund, I'm about 45 miles southwest from there in Cologne, because they got a tea time game as well. You really can go everywhere from a base in Dusseldorf or Cologne or any of those places. So I'm off to Köln versus Schalke, which I'm told by local people represents high risk. They will not be serving alcohol there, apparently. But it'll be super fun anyway, I'm pretty sure of that. Rhein Energie Stadion is a pretty atmospheric stadium. So, yeah, let's go.
Und hier, meine Damen und Herren, die Mannschaftsaufstellung unseres ersten Fußballclubs. Im Tor mit der Nummer 1, Timo. Mit der Nummer 2, Benno. Mit der Nummer 14, Jonas. Mit der Nummer 15, John. Mit der Nummer 19, Kingsley. Mit der Nummer 20, erstmal im Rhein-Energie-Stadion, Elvis. Mit der Nummer 28, Elias. Mit der Nummer 30, Florian. Mit der Nummer 33, Sebastian. Mit der Nummer 37, herzlich willkommen im Rhein-Energie-Stadion, Toni. Die 6 hat Marco Höger, die 7 Marcel Risse, mit der Nummer 9 Simon Terodde, mit der Nummer 11 Kingsley Schindler, mit der 22 Jorge Meret, mit der 24 Dominik Drexler, mit der Nummer 27 Anthony Modest und mit der Nummer 29 Jan Thielmann, erster FC Köln gegen FC Schalke 04. Und jetzt darf ich Sie bitten, sich von Ihren Plätzen zu erheben für unsere Hymne.
Most of it. Oh, that was a golden chance. I mean, Harry was asking for a foul, but he was never going to get it. He just got robbed fair and square. But when he lost the ball, they had so little protection. He just tried to get the ball out to John Joe Kenny. They couldn't control it. It's just some shocker up at the moment, really. Apart from these little bursts from Rahman, who's got loads of energy in the front third, they just can't get any sort of rhythm together. That's going to be ruled out by Jonas Hector. There'll be someone offside standing in front of Alexander Nyberg. So that's the Schalke fans rewarding themselves with a bit of a song. Making the running though. A little more verve and movement up front for Schalke today, but they've actually got to get the ball out of their half to make that work. David Wagner super animated on the touchline. It is not very, very much under pressure. This one counts. This one. Yeah.
Not that I'm trying to wish away a thoroughly entertaining first half, but we're nearly 35 minutes in. I'm really looking forward to the bit of half time where they bring out Hennis, the GOAT. It's Hennis the seventh, I believe, the current one. Obviously, they'll get retired after a bit. It's a demanding job for the GOAT mascot of FC Köln. I say I'm not wishing away the first half. Schalke are, well, they should be. Again. How did he become unstoppable? It's incredible. Schalke just letting themselves get done on the break again. It's just inexplicable, really. Catchy tune, though, and he did finish it really nicely. But some of these Schalke players just arguing amongst themselves now. They just look a shambles out there. And if we know something from this weekend, it's that anyone can come back from a hopeless position. But this does look pretty much like a hopeless position at the moment. And you wouldn't put it past Köln to get another one before half time.
So, wie ihr hört, ist der Großteil der Fans ganz anderer Meinung. Also hört mit diesen Gesängen auf und unterstützt unsere Mannschaft. Die hat eure Unterstützung heute wirklich verdient.
Now we're having a delay to the second half. After what happened at Hoffenheim earlier with the Bayern fans banner about Dietmar Hopp, a similar banner is up in the Hans Schäfer Südkurve, and Marcus Kiesdahl, the coach, and Horst Held, the sporting director, the captain Jonas Hector, and a load of the other players have come over to the Südkurve and asked the fans to bring it down in the meantime. The half doesn't seem able to start. So we put the banner away, everyone's going back to their places, and belatedly, I guess, we're getting on with it. Striker on for a midfielder for Schalke, Kutucu for Bujalab. So they're trying to make something happen. It was a good little move just down the left as well by Harry and Ajipka, but didn't come to anything simply because it was defended really, really well by Cologne. And they've been not just really good, but really thorough in this game so far. Honestly, absolutely full of confidence, which wouldn't have been the case a couple of months ago, certainly. They're transformed.
by Nubel. Oh my goodness. That was a really, really terrible mistake by Nubel. If you're Wagner, he's doing your head in, because he's just made an attacking change, gone for it, and all of a sudden the game is out of reach, because it was a good little dribble by Florian Kainz, but a pretty tame sort of cross shot, and Nubel just inexplicably dropped it like through his legs and over the line. You have to feel for the guy. I'm not sure whether the Schalke fans will share that, obviously, because he's already signed for Bayern for next season. But they are having a terrible time with goalkeepers. Right, now there's about 10 seconds of normal time left. Schalke are obviously getting a hide in. So let's test the theory from last night of no stoppage time if the ref feels sorry for you. Schalke do have a free kick. So maybe a consolation. Way, way, way over here. And yeah, the ref blows about 10 seconds into stoppage time.
Run. Yeah, the trainer team is very good. We had a good preparation.
This is Timo Horn, FC Köln goalkeeper and academy graduate.
Now it's really perfect. Really proud of the team. We made a great job today, and we are very, very confident.
You could see you guys were super confident right from the beginning. The crowd was confident. The way you just got into it, and it's such a big game.
Yeah, the fans are great. They support us all the time, and this is a big thing for us. And we're looking forward to the next games. It's really important to stay in the first league for us, and that's all we want.
This is your club. You've been here a long time. What is it about the people of Cologne that makes them so optimistic always?
It's really difficult to find words for that. I grew up in Cologne and go all the way up from the teams from the under 10, was it, I think, to the team. And it's, for me, it's a really big thing to play against these teams in the first league. And I can't describe it in words what the fans do for this club. Yeah.
Finally, on a day like today, when you've got Florian Kainz's goal and it's a bad mistake by your opposite number, obviously you're happy to score, but as a goalkeeper, what do you feel at that moment?
Yeah, it's not really nice. It's a difficult situation for him, but head up. Go on, and I think better times will come.
Bagpipes, man, how about that? So that was a great day. But having said at the beginning how easy it is to hop from here to there in this part of northwest Germany, I should slay a myth for you. The myth that German trains are never late. Not true. Although special circumstances for why I'm still standing on the platform waiting for the train back to Düsseldorf is because the copious amounts of old bill that are here were holding a train full of Schalke fans back to Gelsenkirchen. They finally let them go and unblocked the line, and that is the sound of my ride home. Lovely.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.